From WGCU News, I'm Topher Forges. A man fighting to get his name on the ballot in a Southwest Florida State House race is taking his case to court Thursday. Larry Aguilar of Lehigh Acres hopes to be a viable candidate in the House District 79 race. Officials with the State Division of Elections say his paperwork wasn't delivered in time to meet the qualifying deadline. The would-be candidate says that's not true. WGCU's John Davis reports.
Lehigh Acres Democrat Larry Aguilar is taking his case before the Second Circuit Court of Leon County. Aguilar had been campaigning for more than a year to represent Florida's State House District 79. The district includes portions of eastern Lee County. But his campaign was brought to a halt when state elections officials said his paperwork didn't reach them in time for the June 20th qualifying deadline. U.S. Postal Service tracking data indicates his paperwork was available for pickup the day before the deadline. Aguilar says he spoke with Division of Elections mail clerk David Embleton, hoping to sort out the confusion.
What stands out about my conversation with David was that he mentioned he never picked up mail that day on Friday. And I thought, well, that's a little bit unusual. Today is the, you know, for the whole year, that's the most important day. And he also mentioned that no one had advised him that there was anything extraordinary that was happening that day.
Lee County Supervisor of Elections Sharon Harrington says regardless of the judge's ruling, next week's primary election for the State House District 79 seat between Republicans Matt Miller and incumbent Matt Caldwell will remain open. If the court rules in Aguilar's favor, then whoever wins that primary will face Aguilar in the November general election. John Davis, WGCU News.